Aaron Daf, Kuf Mem Amid Beis. Let us just again start. Boy, Rabir Miem, Matlis, Mau, Shetochitz. If you have a Shmate, a Beged, that is between the Aim and the Beim, this called, this considered Aim Revetzes ala Beim. Knafayim mau sheyachaitzu. Perhaps if you'll say this is a chetzitze, knafayim you have, knafayim tlushim, you have some feathers that are between the Aim and the Beim, mau sheyachutzu. Will they be chaitzitz here, lechayretz? Perhaps mean b'minoi, the knafayim are the mean of the aim, the tlushim. Beim muzores mahu. Beim muzores means these are beim that cannot hatch, and they're inferior beim. There's no, we'll have laid in the next Mishnah, they're mufke from the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. So, but be'etzim, it's beim. So is, will it be chaitzitz? That means that they have the aim is revetzes and beim muzores, and underneath these beim muzores are beim, normal beim. So will, is this considered aim revetzes ala beim? Are these beim muzores chaitzitz bein ha'aim to the beim which are tachteim? Mahu, shnei sidrei beim zu al gav zu mahu. There are two rows of beim. He wants the bottom beim. He doesn't want the top beim. So, now these beim are also roi for the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. So perhaps here will zicha say, min b'minei einei chaitzit. Zochel al-gabi beim. What if there is a zochel that's revitz al-gabi beim? And the keva al-gabi zochel. And then the keva is revitz al-gabi the zochel. So shayla is if the zochel will be a chetzitze bein the aim and the beim. Teiku. So all the shaylas are a teiku. Let us see Rashi, Matlis Plusa Alabayim, Ve'aim Revetzes Oleho, Mi Hava Chatzitze, Deloi Liboi Shiluach, Deloi Kerine Bei Revetzes. Oiloi? It's also called Revetzes, even though there's a Dover Hamafsik, Ve'chaitzitz Bein Ha'aim Labayim. Knafayim Neitza Tlusha, some feathers which are Tolush. Beim uzoreis she'ein afroyach bo mehem. That means they are, it is impossible for an afroyach to come out of these beim. Kimbrinim b'masnitzim will have in the next mission in the lay mechayvi b'shiluach. Because we're makish beim tafroichim, just like afroichim are b'nei kayyome. So the beim also have to be b'nei kayyome, that there's a potential that an afroyach will come out of these beim. Ma'u sheyachaitzu, im timtza loyma beim muzoreis chaitzitzim, beis sidrei beim bnei kayoma zel gabi zeh ma'u. So Rashi had a problem. So what's the shayla? There's aim of, why do you have a shayla of chatzitze? The aim is roivitz on the seder ha'elyon, on the top row of eggs. So what is the shayla? So you have aim revetzes alabayim. So Rashi says the case is im niskavein litel hatachtein. It is speaking about, he doesn't want to take the elyonim. He wants to take the tachtoinim. Mihavi em tsa'ayim chatzitze. So from the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, there's a big problem over here. Dal, the Beyim Atachtoinim, about Kaponimie Be'em Revetzes Ala Beyim Aliyonim. So Rashi says he doesn't want to take the Beyim Aliyonim. So from Rashi, it would seem that since he does not want to take the Beyim Aliyonim, there's Bechlal no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein on those Beyim. Means if we will say that there's a mitzvah to make Shiluach HaKein, if I don't want any Beyim, so then we have a tremendous problem over here. So this Beyim Aliyonim, I don't want to take the Beyim. From Rashi would seem the whole mitzvah is only applicable by the, if I want to take the Beim, then there's a mitzvah of Shiluach. And I want to take the Beim Atachtoinim, and there's a chetzitze, the Beim Aliyonim, maybe the chetzit, maybe the not chetzit. Zohar lav bar Shiluachu, kidamrina lekamot, need aim revetzes alabonim. Kedemin lekam abol zocher diber hakol poter da emksi ubekoyrei hu de machayv rabbelezer a koyrei is a type of a oif. So the zocher of a koyrei, rabbelezer holds that there is a din of shiluach hakan ishem dechsiv bei digire kedelakamon. It seems, as we will see as the sugya progresses, that this koyrei, the zocher, used to be mechamim beyim acherim. So memeile, Rabbi Lezer holds that that also has a shame aim. He has a motherly instinct. That was the tchune of this koyrei zocher. That's machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. Let us see Taisvis. Shnei sidrei beyim ze al gav ze. So the pashtus is that Taisvis, let's see the Taisvis, and then we'll explain. Perish, ihavi chetzitze, biyokre likach atachtoinim koidim shiluach, biloi havi chetzitze, osa likach at sheyishlach kedamrino lekamo. Now Taisvis had this problem, which we mentioned before. That means the pashtus of the Gemara. We have a multitude of shailas, nuchas chetzitze, matalis maushe tochitz. So what was the shaila by matlis? Is there a mitzvah of shiluach ha'im? That was the shaila. It's not revetzes alabonim, it's a chetzitze, maybe there's no psul chetzitze. The shaila was in mitzvahs shiluach. Is there a mitzvah of shiluach? Is it a revetzes alabonim? Yes or no? That was the shaila, and all the other shailas were also similar shailas. Taisus got stuck over here. There's ich a mitzvah of shiluach. There's no shaila, because the aim is reivitz and the beim al yainim. So what's the shaila? So he wants the tachtoinim, but Taisus held that that's irrelevant. But since you have a name that's reivitzes al yainim, so zich a mitzvah of shiluach. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? So Taisva says the Shaila is different than all the other cases. Perish. Yavachetzitze, v'yochalikach atachtoidim koinim shiluach. That means like this, mitzvah shiluach, the zicha is. The zicha mitzvah of shiluach, because tzaim revetzes alabonim, the beim al yoinim amachayv shiluach. The Shaila is, you are not permitted to take. You're not allowed to take the bonim before you send away the aim. That's for sure. So the zicha, a mitzvah to send away the aim, because of the beim al yainim. That's the shaila. Now the shaila, is there an issa to take away the tachtoinim before I send away them? I'm zicha going to send away the aim. But if the aim is considered revetzes ala tachtoinim, so I can't take the beim till I send away the aim. If it's not called revetzes ala tachtoinim, so I could take away the tachtoinim. But the zicha a mitzvah shiluach mitzad al yainim. That's what Taisva says. Perishi havi chatzitze v'yochel likach ha tachtoinim. That is the shaila.
The zicha mitzvah of shiluach, that is the difference between Rashi and Taisvah. From Rashi, it would seem, we have him saying, chetzitza opotam l'shalayach eloi. What seem from Rashi, and the Rishonim learned like this from Rashi, that the Shalos is the bachlal achi of shiluach. I just want to say, could be, Rashi also means like Taisvah. You can take the tachtoinim before you m'shalayach doye. But al koponim, the Rishonim lo imshad in Rashi b'chlal this achiyev shiluach, so the Rishonim have a problem. Why shouldn't there be achiyev shiluach mitzad the beim al yoinim? So therefore, Taisva says the shayla is not, is there achiyev shiluach? The zicha is achiyev shiluach. The shayla is, are you allowed to take the tachtoinim before you mishaleach do yoinim? V'ilay havech atzitza, osalikach at sheyishlach kedomrin el lekama. You cannot take the tachtoinim before you send away the Olyainim. Before you send away the Ein. Zot the Gemara weiter, Boi Rav Zeire, Yoyne al Beyeit Sil Mahu. The seal is a Oif Toyer, it's similar to Yoyne, as she says. The seal, Oif Toyer, Bedoy Mali Yoyne. Mahu. The seal al Beyeit Yoyne Mahu. So what's the Shaila? So the shaila is, could be you need ha'em revetzes alabonim, so you need al kaponim, it should be the same mean. So that's an ha'em revetzes alabonim, but these bonim azicha, she's not an ha'em to these bonim. Or maybe nitazoi, maybe she's doing a maisa ha'em, she's being mechamim the bayim. Boy rab yoyne, yoyne arbeye tzil mal, tzil arbeye yoyne mal. Marabaye Toshma, Oif Tome Reveitz Albeye Oif Toyer. So it's no good because you need a tzipel. Vitoyer Reveitz Albeye Oif Tome, it's Potter Mishiluach. Because there it's Potter because you need to kachloch. Hotoyer Vitoyer Chayev. So we see that the dafke there's a tome ala toyer because there's a problem in tome toyer on a tome again there's a problem in the tome of the bayim a toyer v'toyer chayiv even though they're different meaning. So it seems you don't it's considered aim ala bonim even though it's a different mean. It's not roi lohoyle this mean. Gemara says, Dilma b'kayre. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about a kayre. A kayre is a type of oif toyer. We'll see in a minute. Let us see Rashi. Dilma, we skipped the Rashi, and it should be for Zohar, Lav bar shiluach kenemrina lekamot, need aim alabonim, amol zohar di bahakal poto, the aim psi. It seems that this Kaire had a tchune that it used to be mechamim other bayim. Even a Kaire Zohar, according to Rabbi Lezer. So therefore, since this Kaire Zohar has a motherly love, al kaponim, or motherly instincts, so that's called the name alabonim. But stamazay azocher zichana. Seal oif toyer v'dayim b'liyayin. Dilma hodet toni. So the Gemara is medayik. Dafka tomer gabi toyer. Toyer l'gabi tomi. Dilma hodet toni b'toyer v'toyer. Chayev b'koyrei nekeve. Maybe it's speaking about b'koyrei nekeve. The minhoge b'kach. A koyrei, that means the shells about a zocha, but a nekeve, everyone holds that a koyrei nekeve had this tchune to be mechamim beyim of other minim. So that's zicha called a name. Chai v'kai nikebe, the minhagi b'kach, umoidu v'kai nikebe, everyone agrees by kai nikebe, afilo hina beyim shalok, idol kamon. The hoyil v'darko hu legadlam, since the derech is of a kai nikebe to be megadol other beyim, is beyim revetzes krine beyim. So it's called Eim Revetzes. v'chirei vetzes al be yisayif tomei. So even though emrei vetzes it is, but adasiv tikach loch leila klavecha. Avoloif acher bot ledaitai ve'ena b'shiluach. If you find another oif that's roivet, it's not the tchun of that oif, so it's not called emrei vetzes al abonim. You won't find, they don't have such a tchun, an oif nekeve. That's the shaila from the Gemara. Sila gabiyone. The two ha'oris I'd like to mention. The Gemara is, the shaila of the Gemara is by two minim, since the tchune is normally that an aim of a, one mean will not be roivitz and another mean besides a koire, which is a type of a bird. So mamela, so the Gemara wants to say that that's the shaila, so it could be that's not called emre vetzes al bonim because it's botla daita. This is not called emre vetzes al bonim. We have here, it says, a toir agave tomei, there's no din shiluach because of the tomei. I take beklei, it's to mean. They're speaking about a koire, fine. Fret men akasha the rishash to bring a goyines this kasha, but it says in the Mishnah tomei al gabi toyer. Now a koyre is an oif toyer, as she said. So what's the case of tomei al gabi toyer? That the aim is a tomei, a koyre is a toyer. Means others want to say is oiskish part that there was a mean koyre that's a tomei also. That means there was in the Memina Matmeim, there also was a Kaire. I think they bring down from the Minchas Chinuch a Moira Dikebot. Minchas Chinuch says, this concept by two Minim, or by a Kaire, that this a concept of Emre Vetzes Alabonim is only by Beim. Because there, the actions of the mother is to be mechamim the bayim. So mamela, the mother's mechamim the bayim. There's no friction between the children and the aim. But by a fleuchim, he wants to say, the zichah no aim revetzes by a different mean. That's when the Gemara cleared the shayla. The Gemara only cleared the shayla. It's very interesting. What is the Gemara? Permit the shaila by beim by a freuchim. So he wants to say that by a freuchim the zichah no shaila. Zichah not called a name. The shaila is beyetzil that al kaponim this motherly action is applicable by a beim of another mean. Kairei zochel. Now we hear in the Mishnah Machlokes. Fakayre Zocha also has a shame aim, the Gabi, a different mean. Rabbelezer, Bechare, Bechacham in Poitre. Omar Rabbi Abo, my time with Rabbelezer. Osye, de gire. Ksiv Hocha, Kayre, now Kayre is this oif. Dogo, Poshit, Rebaklen, Shat is Mechamem. Koirei dogor is mechamem beyim v'lo yolad. He didn't give birth to them. These are beyim from a fremdemin. That's the zocher here speaking about a zocher. Koirei dogor v'lo yolad. Sivhosam oboko v'dogro v'tzila. They're speaking about that they egg hatches. V'dogro. So Mamela, we see that Dogor is a lotion of Chimum. What does Rashi say? Ebake v'dogor, v'hosam, degire ma'al yede, speaking about a successful Chimum, the b'minay mishtoikro, afoche degire ma'al yede. Yeah, so it's also, and it's no chiluk between a zoch and a keiva. The pasuk is speaking about a zoch. Amar Rabbi Lozer, machlokes Rabbi Lozer and the chachamim, the koirei zocher. aber bekeire in keve di vre hakol chai. Then a filo de chacham im hol, ben je chai ve ye keire in keve. Frek de gemore, pshite, keire izochat na, the mission says keire izochat, so the keire izochat means, la fuki ye keire in keve. Das ist mal der Thema Rabbonon, aber der Keirin der Keive Potter. I would think maybe der Rabbonon Potter, aber der Keirin der Keive. Aber der Tani Zohar, Liyacha, Koichai, der Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, aber der Zohar ist also called the Eim. Kamash Malo. So, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lezer, that there's no machlokes by a keir and a keiv, and the chomim hold that. I could say not like that. I could say, he's chapton zoche liachri koiche de Rabbi Lezer. Ike damri, omer Rabbi Lezer, machlokes be keir ei zoche, aber be zoche da'alme divre hakel potter. He says, Rabbi Lezer, that is Machayv Shiluch HaKein, that's Tafke, by a Zohar of a Koyrei. But a Zohar Dalma Zicha Potter. Like the more Pshite, Koyrei Zohar Tanan, it says Koyrei Zohar. Ma, the time Rabbi Lezer, for the Zohar Dalma Machayv. By Diktoni, Koyrei Zohar, Diacha Koychen, the Rabbono, that even though it's a mean, that mean does have, goes to other meaning, the Afal Pekin, even though it's a Kairi, it's a Zochana, Kamash Malom. Tanya Nami Hochi. Zocha Dalme Potter. Kairi Zocha, Rabbi Lezer Machai, Bechachamim Poitri. Zot Rashi. Abola Kairi Nekeive, Afilu Einabei Shalo, Chai Bechaloich. Aim Kirinebe Hoyel Umin Hogay Bekach, since this is his minim. Abozocha da Alme, Anuda Mamasra, Divre Hakol Potter. Maybe Betzes Ksiv, Loyav Roivets. Bekoy the Machaib Rabbeleza, Shum Dersiv Bei Degire, Loishna Zocha, Loishna Nekay. Koyche the Rabban of Lubakoyre Potri. He loved the Nekay, we have got Dersiv Bei Degire. Aim Beinam Voloy Zocha. A hold, you need a name. So even though it has the trunis of a kaire, they hold a zochanat. That's the chiddush. Zot the Mishnah baita. Choysa mi oifefes. What if the aim is my fefes is flying? Is man shekinafel noigis became chayib l'shaleich. So if there's some sort of a chibur between the aim and the cane, so it's chayv l'shaleich. Ein k'nafe n'oigis b'kein, potam l'shaleich, say potam. Monday. Ein shom ela afroyach echad. What if in the cane, it says in the pasuk afroychem oibayim. So why is there she have more than what? What is the din? Ein sham el afroyach echad, oibeya achas, chayiv l'shaleir, shenema kain. Kain mikol mokim. So that's marbe, that even though there's one beya, one afroyach. Hayu sham afroichim mafrichim. If we have afroichim which are capable of flying away, they're self-sufficient. They can take care of themselves. Oy beyim muzoris. Or we have beyim which nothing will come out of them. They'll never hatch. Potam u'shaleich. So there's no chiyuv shiluach. Shenema ve'im reivetzes alo afroichim oy ala beim. So we makish afroichim to beim and beim to afroichim. Ma afroichim b'nei kayome. Just like afroichim are b'nei kayome, af beim b'nei kayome. Yatsu muzoreis. That means muzoreis are not b'nei kayyema, they'll never hatch. Now I learn how the mahabeyim tzrichen le'imon, afafreichen tzrichen le'imon. So yatsu mafrichim, which they can, they're self-sufficient already, they're independent, so there's also no mitzvah of shiluach hakeh. Zot Rashi, mafrichin gedoyle. Zot the Gemara, Tano Rabbono, Reivetzes v'loi me'oifefes. Reivetzes means it's an Indian of resting, not that it's flying. It means that there's some sort of a yeshiva, that's Reivetzes, v'loi me'oifefes. Yochel afilu knafeho noiges bekein. Even the knafeho noiges bekein b'shasta afifa, b'shasta flying, tamaloyma, reivetzes. Reivetzes means my tamud, midloiksiv, yoishebes. Yoishebes would mean a complete yeshiva, a complete tikkuv. Says reivetzes, so that is marbe, you don't need a yeshiva gemure, afilu oifefes, you're also chayim in shiluach. Zot the Gemara vayta, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, hoiso yoyshevez ben shnei roivdei ilon. What is if the aim was resting on two branches that were sticking out of an ilon? That means as follows. The aim alone was completely over the cane. It's completely over the cane. But it supported itself by two branches. So that's why it was resting on these two branches. The branches were not chaitzitz bein ha'im to the cane. It was resting on these two branches. But the cane was perpendicular to the aim. Then there was Aver Bintayim, and there was, but there's a Hefzik Aver, because Amar Yudha Marat, Oysa Yeshevis Ben Shnei Roiv De Ilon, Roi, Kol She'im Tishomet Nefelas Aleim, what would be if you'd take away these two branches, so it would plop down on the cane? Chayiv l'shaleh. So that's called aim reivetzes aleim, even though there's a hefsek avir. Vimlav potter. So that's a chiddush of Rav Yehuda Marav. What does Rashi say? Oysi yeshevis ben shnei roiv de ilon, babeim tachter. Aval anofim soimchim the beim amamish underneath the aim. Aval anofim seimchim umagbiim oisa ba'avir. But she's being supported by these two roivdim. Kol she'ilu yidoche zeh mizeh misham itayim v'tipel aleim. If you'll take away this support, so full mamish on the beim, chayiv. So then that's called aim revetzes, even though there's a hefsik avir. This is a hefsik avir, even though before we had then in Hulchus Chatzitza that a matlas is. But it was only a hefsik avir, so that's no problem. That is called aim revetzes ala bayim. It's ala bayim. It's over the bayim. There's nothing in between. But if you'll take away the support, it'll fall on the side of the cane, not on top of the bayim, then it's potter. This is a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Meisavei. So the Gemara asks Akasha. Meisavei. We learned a baraisa that says as follows. Hoysa Yeshevis Beinehem. We had a nest with a happy family. You had that there were two eggs on each, and an egg on each side of the mother. The mother is sitting Beinehem. Potter, Mishaleich. That's Beinehem. Al Gabeyem, if it's on top of them, Chayiv L'Shaleich. Hoysa Ma'ifefes, Afiluk Nafel Neges Bekein, Potem L'Shaleich. Now this is problematic, and Moses will speak about this later, and the Mishnah says not like that, but let's forget about that. Hoysa Ma'ifefes, Afiluk Nafel Neges Bekein, Potem L'Shaleich. But now, we have over here, there's a difference between Al Gabeyem and Beinehem. Beinehem is Potter, Al-Gabayim is Chayiv. Now, my love, Al-Gabayim dumye de Beinehem. Ma Beinehem de Nogabuhu. That means, Poshet is speaking about that the sides of the aim are touching the Beim on both sides. It's Beinehem, but it's touching. So Al-Gabayim is also speaking about such a case, and also Nogabu. And then, you are Chayiv. So it's a question of Yudha Marab. Let us see again. My love, Al-Gabayim, Dumye de Beinehem. Ma Beinehem de Nogabu. Af Al-Gabayim de Nogabu. Av Reiv de Ilon Potter, because it's not Nogabu. Small says, Loi. No, don't make such a dik. Al gabeyim dumye de beinayim. Ma beinayim de loy noga olayhu. It's not, there's no negia over them. Af al gabeyim loy noga olayhu. There's no, that's a similarity. I mean, a negia min atzad is irrelevant. That doesn't mean anything. You need Al. And so just like the Beinehem is not Aleihem, the Leinoge Bahu, so Aleihem, also you don't need Nogabu. There was no Negia by Beinehem, and the problem was because it's not Aleihem. That was the problem. The problem is it's not Aleihem. But it's not Nogabu. Afal Gabeyim, the loinogalai v'hainu reiv de ilo. Let us see Rashi. Beinehem, beya mikan. Afilu knafeho neges bekein potter. Lekamim meforish lo. Later the Gemara is going to say benoigais minatzad. That means that a negia by mofefes minatzad is no good. It's not minatzad, then it is good. It's aleihem. Ma beinehem afilu noge behem. Vashminen poto, even though there was a negia, da al beinon, afal gabeim, the toni chayev, the nogebu. Umi mas nisen lakile suvi. From the Mishneh, lakile suvi alodarav. The boy noigim. Why don't we, it's the Gemara, esta kashe, and ra from a baraisa. The Gemara said, I'm so with a hekish, that, ma beinem de nogabu, af aleim de nogabu, so you see need noga, so you see how shnei raivdim is no good. So, fine, makes the Hekish as a, so why don't you ask him the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly, Ein kan afer noigis bekein potter, you see, klo, you need a negia. So Rashi says, Mishum, the boy noigis, Mishum the masnisen, but ma'oifafois. Speaking about ma'oifafois, there's no revitza whatsoever. It's just flying. It's not resting in the cane. It's flying. There you need Nogabuhu. This is Meifefeis. So some of the Nogu makes it a type of a Revitza. There's some sort of a support. Ben Shnei Rav De Ilan, Revetzes Kirine Bey, that's called Revetzes. So you can ask a Kasha and Rav from the Mishnah, but now, because the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya to Rav now, that means just like Beinayim Leinoga Behu, so Aleim is also Leinoga Behu, and that's Bein Rav De Ilan. Hachanami Mistavre, if you will say that Rav De Ilan is Potter, afilu it's Revetzes, Adetoni, so why in the Beraisa did it say, Hoysa mioi fefes, afilu k'nafe noigis became Potter milushaleyach. The Beraisa says, if you say, that Rav De Ilan is Potter. So why does it say there's a Ptu by Mi'ay Fefes? Listen, Rav De Ilan B'choshke Mi'ay Fefes. So L'chayre, I have a Raya, that Rav De Ilan is Chaya. So the Gemara says, Mi'ay Fefes, Itzachlei. Forget, if Mi'ay Fefes is telling me, could be, the Rav De Ilan is also Potter. Aye, why did it say Mefefes? Mefefes is Rikhlei. The Afilu K'nafeh Noiges became Potter Mishaleyach. That's why it chaps on Mefefes to tell me that Negiye is not Mechaim. So there's two Pturim. Could be the Rav De Ilan is a Ptur. Mefefes is also a Ptur. What does Rashi say? Ma beinayim loinoga olayu. That's pshat. You learn out where makish aleihem to beinayim. Ma beinayim loinoga olayu afal gabeyim to loinoga olayu. Milael milamaylo. Veshuv ein ka negiya, there's no negiya whatsoever. Dinami noga minat stodim, ein a negiya, the al beina, a negiya minat stod is bachal gonish mekonish, because it says al. So memeila, so by beinayim, there's no al, there's no negiya, because it has to be al, the al beina. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rav that Rav De Ilan is chayev even though it's lamayla from the cake. So the Gemara wants to say, I'll prove to you that it's like Rav, because if you say Rav De Ilan is pata, Rav Gav De Yishev is bim kaimam. And the cane is tachter, and the potter, the choshkim miyefefes, the ena rebetzes. So it's zicha be potter, so why doesn't it say rev the yon? So Moses wants to tell us a chiddish, that miyefefes is afilu nogabu, even the snageya, it's also potter. That's the tzrichis of miyefefes. Like the Gemara, now here it says, Oifefes, in Noga is Pato, and the Mishnah says, Meifefes, in Noga is Chai. Like the Gemara, Vanan, Biz Man Sheknofer, Noiges became Chai of the Shalech, Amarabir Mirkiktoni Masniso, Bin Negeya Minatzad. The Marais is speaking about Negeya Minatzad. So then, Meifefes is Pato. The Mishnah that says, my fefes is chayim, it's negeya milamaylo. That's the al. Minetzad, shenoigeis, betzideyen, veloy al gabeyen.